One.
Awesome.
All right, guys. I'm Ezra Jones, the editor-in-chief of the F-State magazine. We have a wonderful guest who is a multi-talented artist, mainly in the field of music, Austin Sexton. So thank you so very much for taking of your time to be here today to have this interview and basically like a conversation, you know?
Yeah, let's go, man. Thank you very much for your time, man. This ain't nothing for me. I'm between sessions, but anytime I could talk face to face with somebody about the magazine stuff, about music, bro, I'm here for it. I'm super excited and happy to be here.
Awesome. What inspires like your music? Because obviously you've been in this game for a while, and you started out in Pennsylvania, eventually moving to California, and you're doing really, really well, obviously, because you're multifaceted in the game of the music industry, as far as, you know, producing music, being an engineer, being a artist yourself. So like, what continues to inspire you to really like produce the music and the messages that you produce?
So I think I can answer that from two perspectives, because you say like I'm in different parts of the music industry. Considering myself an artist first and always an artist first, I tend to write kind of melancholy. But I think that with every song and like in production, there's always the yin to the yang, like in food, you know, like you have to have pepper to the salt. You have to have, you know, you have to have the lime with the lemon. It's always the yin to the yang, you know? So if I'm writing sad, I'm trying to produce upbeat and happy so that you can get kind of a little bit of both angles. The project that's coming up that I was telling you about before we started recording was based off at a time in my life where I was just going through a really tough relationship struggle where the person I thought was going to be the love of my life ended up ending things for a brief time because I was so dove into the music. You know, I'm just at the studio 24/7, whether I'm producing for somebody, producing for myself, if I'm engineering, if I'm doing sync music, I'm here, this is my job. And I feel like in my life, I'm never really where I want to be. I'm always trying to be as good as I can be, because I'm somebody who a lot of people can relate. Like I came from nothing. You know what I mean? Like I'm here out here, like nothing's ever going to be enough. I'm always going to be happy, but I'm always trying to get to that next best place. So we ended things on a really bad note. And I wanted to make a project where if I would never speak to this person again, right? If I would never be able to have a conversation, look them face to face, I wanted them, if they would ever look me up, if they ever wanted to know how I was doing, all you would have to do is go to my Apple Music or my Spotify, press play on this project, listen to 1 through 11, and you'll know exactly how I felt if we never spoke to each other yet.
That is amazing. Like that's just, you know, like just the ideal and the concept of that. And it's just kind of one of those things of, because we all go through life experiences and challenges.
Yeah.
And so it's just like releasing that, you know, into the atmosphere instead of like holding onto it and just kind of putting your feelings out there and being very transparent about the situation and where you're at. And I love the fact that that really speaks to the process of your own personal and individual growth.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and like I learned not just from like creating the project, and the craziest part about it is like making that, which you'll be hearing soon. But making that, I was actually on tour right before COVID started. I was over in Ireland getting ready to go over to Germany.
Oh, wow.
And the whole break actually happened over there. So I'm, you know, in hotel rooms and I'm getting ready for shows, just emotionally devastated, having to go on stage and play the part. You know what I mean? And
right.
As soon as we get off and it's smile, like it's all smiles, like I go back and I'm just like, damn, like a piece of me is just torn out right now. So between shows and being on the road, I'm just sitting there on my computer. Well, I'm sitting there with my acoustic guitar at first, and I play 10 instruments, you know, and all I had was my guitar at the time, right? Like I'm sitting there between shows, just like coming up with concepts and jotting down stuff on my vocal recorder. And when I got back to the States, I just locked into the studio by myself. Cause like I said, I produce all my own stuff and engineer myself. I just booked out time at the studio that I'm a partner in. And I just literally locked the door. And for like a month straight, I just stayed, and whatever came out, came out, and 11 songs came out and all 11 were used. There was no more, there was no less. And I feel like it's rare, because I feel like in major situations, you know, like you got producer here, you got producer here, you got writer here, you got writer here. And I literally just didn't stop. And by the time I got done kind of placing everything where it needed to be, as far as like the track list went, everything just made perfect sense. And I was just like, you know what, do I need more? And every time I tried to it never made sense. You know, it's like this art, like a painting, you know, you never know when you're actually done. You just have to walk away. And when I finally like took the time to walk away for about a month and came back and listened to it, I was like, I said exactly what I needed to say in the exact right way. So
I love that, because that's I mean, just the whole idea of like how you produce the album and what came out of it, because it's definitely quality music, but it's just that like really resonates. It's just that intro perspective of like really like looking inward and like kind of sitting with yourself and your thoughts and your feelings, and then just conveying like that message of like this is the experience, like this is what I'm going through, what I went through, and putting that to paper, and more importantly to music, should I say. So what was that journey like for you, like going through that process? Because, you know, obviously there are those ups and downs, right. It's a like range of emotion. So what was that process like for you?
I think the first part of it was just believing on never giving up on the song at the time, because I was just in such a state where everything was coming out really beautifully, but not everything made sense at the time. You know, like I'm playing all these different parts. So I was trying to take this big puzzle and put the different pieces in the different places to make it work, right? So like circling back around, you're talking about like, how do you write and what inspires you, right? So like, if I'm doing something like what I did for myself, for like, say, like I've produced for, you know, a bunch of people, like I actually just went platinum as a producer for the Super Duper Kyle album that came out last year called Light of Mine, which is incredible. But like, yeah, thank you. But like doing stuff like that, like the things that inspire me are like taking current trends and trying to make it my own, because as a producer, it's like, you're always kind of trying to reinvent the wheel. And we're in this place with music right now where everything's kind of the same thing. So I've always, at least in like the Hot 100 sense, you know, like not in the alternative sense, but like what you're hearing on the radio. So I was like, well, how can I take something that is hot and trending as far as like BPM and like chord structure, but make it my own and infuse my own style into it? So it's like, oh, maybe that was that Austin Sexton that played that guitar riff or played those keys, like, you know, like the Neptunes, for instance. You listen to a Pharrell song, you know it's a Pharrell song. You know, you listen to like a Missy Elliott song, you know Timbaland produced it. Like, so like I was trying to figure out at the time, like, oh, how can I incorporate my own sound into that? And like, I'm blessed that like me and the other guy I collaborated with, like, it just made perfect sense to be on that album, and it worked. But at the time for myself working on my project, it was just trying to just stay in the moment, not giving up on records. And I would bring in a couple people. Like, I've got a really talented keyboardist who goes on the road with a lot of bigger names. I had him come in and play a couple parts. I would bring in some string sections, and I would just build and build and build and build and build these records, right? Until I couldn't add anymore. And then you always take away, because things need to be a little bit more simple. But some of those parts could be used for other songs. So it was just a big puzzle trying to put everything together and make sense.
How do you, because you said it's a big puzzle, which I certainly get that. So how do you find your way like through the noise? Like, what resonates the most with you when you're on that journey?
So I like to think of myself, I say project baby, but I don't mean it in the sense of like project baby. I mean like album baby, like a whole thing. I like to think about if I'm getting in a car, right? And I'm about to go from LA and I'm going to drive to Oregon or something like that. And I got to listen to music and I have to keep myself occupied. I want to be, me personally, I want to be taken on a journey. I want to either listen to an audiobook, or I want to listen to a project from top to bottom and have it make sense to speak to me. So I think about my experiences and how could people relate in a sense if they played the music from top to bottom, it's a story, right? So I'm trying to take the different parts of the story that happened in my relationship at the downfall part. And I'm trying to make the music match in the yin and the yang. So if it's a sadder, if it's a more melancholy song, I'm trying to make it a little bit more upbeat. But where does that fit into the grand scheme of things, 1 to 11? How do I want to start it? What story is going to go into the next story to make sense for everybody? So I think I'm just trying to be able to get across a full relationship from top to bottom, from start to finish, you know, like the first attraction to falling in love to maybe we're kind of stagnant to, is this what we really want? And then you get to the point where it's like, is it worth it? Is it working, type of thing, you know? And it's playing on heartstrings, playing on emotions, and trying to make the music match that. I think that's how I do it.
I love it. I love it. How great does it feel to be an RIAA certified gold producer? Like, how great does that feel? Like when you,
like I said, like now that it's platinum, I mean, it feels even better.
I was like, so you hit gold, and I was like, now you're platinum. So
platinum as of 2 days ago. So I gotta change all that, and which is sick. But it feels great. It's one of those things where I look at myself 10 years ago, like when I first got out here from Pennsylvania to Santa Barbara at the time, and I'm like, well, how am I gonna figure this out? What am I gonna do? I don't really know anybody. And it's just knowing that, like, perseverance and just really believing and putting that energy out there every single day, even when you're not where you're all the way where you want to be at, pays off. You know what I'm saying? Like, coming from somebody who, like I said, I play a bunch of different instruments. I do all these different things. But being able to make the connections when you don't know anybody and just really dig deep, dive in, and be able to make it happen, like, it's just, from where I'm from, and I know a lot of people could relate, but like being from a small town, like you don't get out. And the fact that like I can attribute being a certified platinum producer to my own name,
right?
Seeing the plaque on the wall, you know, like the gold plaque, and now we're getting the platinum one. Like it's one of those things where, you know, God's got you in the right place I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. How important is it to build like authentic relationships, and what are some of the relationships and people in your life that have helped assisted you in your journey to achieving some of your greatest accomplishments?
I would say, and I was actually, when I was on, I told you I was on a run earlier this morning with my homie Demrick, and he's a really big underground artist out here in LA as well, and we go running every morning just to talk about life, and he's somebody I have a really good working relationship with. We work very much all the time. But I was talking to him about, like, in the different facets of things that I do, like whether it be for, like, I do a lot of stuff for like TV and film. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of mixing. I do my own stuff, other people's stuff. But I feel like there is a big difference in like the genuine friendships that you have versus the working or just the day-to-day relationships that you have. You know, because like the people that, so like I'm partners in the studio that's, you know, behind me. This is Playback Los Angeles. I was actually working on some sync stuff before our meeting. Like I talked to the guy who produced this record behind me. I talked to him every single day, right? But yeah. I only met him once. And it feels weird that I genuinely like feel like I know this guy, but I've only met him one time, but we're actually really good friends. But then there's people that I have to keep these relationships with in order to stay at a certain place or continue working for a certain somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but when you actually have these genuine people and like the partners I have at the studio and like the very few good friends that I have, it's, you know, you got to cherish it. And the best part about it is, it's like, I feel like you get to that point where the people that you work with all the time and the people who are, you know, you're out there getting money with and making the placements with and the things you're doing to better your life are the people that like genuinely like stay with you forever. So, I would say like, I've got a couple different groups, but it feels good to have a genuine core.
Yeah. I think, you know, for me personally, like I love the concept of relationships. I'm an avid proponent of preaching about the value of authentic relationships.
Yes.
And what truly that means, because I think like the secret sauce is in that authenticity and just genuine care and cause and concern for other people. Yeah. And, you know, like even your own success is attributed to that, right? It's because you genuinely, one, love what you do. You genuinely care about the people that, you know, you produce music with and that you work with. And not only do you have a relationship that's a working relationship, but it's like, you know, your core people, like I care about those people, you know, I care about seeing them succeed. And just the team building aspect of that, I really, 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 really love.
And take the village 100%. And if you are genuinely good friends with those people that you are in that village with, bro, like the authenticity of that relationship becomes even more strong and more thick when you go through the trenches together. So the more people, and the crazy thing is, like, I feel like, at least in my experience, like I only have like five really good friends, but those are the people that I'm like this with. And I will till like the one guy, like I hope when he's going to be the godfather to my kids, you know what I mean? the other yeah. dude, like we've been tight for forever. So the closer you can stay with those people who you build with and actually be all the way genuine and authentic with, like you need that in order to build. So
this is facts. So let's get down more into the music. Like you've had over a million streams on your EP, your latest or last EP, Paola. How did you achieve or accomplish that goal? Was that something that you were looking to do? Did it just spiral and happen? Did you go into with those type of intentions? How did that come about?
So as an artist at that time, at least, I was looking to kind of reinvent myself because my first project was like, it was called Good Sex. It stood for Good Music from Austin Sexton. And nobody believes me that my last name is Sexton. Like that's actually my name. I've had to pull the ID out on so many people so many times. after the first project, I was like, you know what? Like I play all these different instruments. Let's try something different, you know? And at the time I was really into, I was listening to Miguel Kaleidoscope Dream a lot, like that whole album, the whole first Miguel album. And I was listening to a lot of like psychedelic funk and rock from the 60s. And I just got inspired, man. And I wanted to do something where like the core fans that I had, it would be a shock value kind of thing. And it was, I knew it was going to be like, if you're with me, you're riding with me on this one. And if you're not, then, you know, maybe we'll figure it out. So it ended up, I ended up placing it rather than being in like R&B, I put it in alternative. And at the time, that's when I first really started getting my imprint in LA. And I was working around East LA a lot. And out there, there's a lot of these like underground indie bands that take this like psychedelic trance kind of vibe and incorporate it and try to make it more pop. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for something like that. So I made this song called Paola one day. The best songs are the ones that come out the quickest. You know, I made the song in like 15 minutes. Just, it was in my house. I was watching Master of None on Netflix. I remember really vividly, like I was just inspired by this scene and I went and I sat down at my computer and just made this song 15 minutes and worked on it for like another day after that. And I was touring with this group called the Marias at the time. And they had a very similar sound. So I did a lot of shows with them and a lot of these East LA bands. And I didn't put that song out yet, but I would play it with my band. And everybody would like, they're like, yo, that song is crazy. So finally I put it out. And it was that first moment, I don't want to call it like going viral, but like in the first, you know, 48 hours, for me, it already had like 27,000 plays on Spotify. And I'm like, oh, like, okay. And I was like, I'm gonna just ride the wave. Right. And that song in particular is the one that like got not, I didn't get a million on that one, but all the songs combined did that. Right. I think like probably got to like 500,000 or 600,000 and then including, you know, the YouTube stuff and the different streaming platforms. But it was a blessing, but it was also kind of a curse at the same way, because you get to that point where like, okay, everybody likes this, but my heart's over here. So do I ride the wave on something that's just kind of for right now and try to take that as far as I can, mm-hmm. or do I go back to what I was originally doing? And I got so caught up in the idea of having to be different that it took away from me actually making music. And it took me a year to even start like creating again, because I would just try, like I was just so caught up in trying to figure out what to do. And at the time we were building the studio, and it was a great experience, but at the same time, it took me a little bit away from who I was. So as an artist and the things that I like to produce and the things that I'm into. So,
but I think the greatest thing about like those experiences is that like, when you find out what it is that you don't like, you have a laser focus on what you do like and what you do love. And absolutely. So I think that even like going through that experience pushed you into a greater atmosphere of where you know are now today, where we can look back and like went through that experience, got a little lost, but even that there was still, you know, plan and purpose in it that was adding to where you're at now.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a cool experience, man. But I'm just really looking forward, and I can't say it enough, this new album that I'm working on, like I'm so excited. Or like there's two singles that are out from it, but like when people hear the whole thing, I feel like it's it's a blend of my very first project and the Paula project put together. And I feel like it'll bring both fan platforms together and actually increase numbers, which is what I'm looking forward to the most.
Awesome. So let's talk about your new single, Roses. Let's talk about where people can go find out more about it, actually listen to it. And let's talk about when your album is going to drop and when people will be able to listen to like all of the music.
Got you. So Roses is actually, that was the lead single from the project. Spotify, Apple Music, underneath Austin Sexton. And then, you know, the socials, the Instagram is I am Austin Sexton, TikTok, Austin Sexton, like Austin Sexton, you'll find it for sure. Roses did really well, man. Roses, it's been out for 2.5 months. I think we're just shy of 300,000. And that's not a crazy amount of promotion. That's just like off the strength of an independent artist, you know, which is crazy. Wow. Yeah, but we actually dropped another song called Over about 3 weeks ago with a feature from a girl named Twee, who's like, she does a lot of TikToking and all of that. And that's starting to do really well as well. That's also Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, anything where you can stream a song, YouTube. And we, this is actually a really cool point as well. So with that song Over and Roses, what we're actually doing right now is we filmed stripped down versions of these songs with my band. It's no drums, but it's like two guitars, synths, keys, me playing guitar and singing, and then the features coming in, right? But we filmed it at a soundstage here in LA with like all these crazy backdrops and whatnot. It almost looks like a widescreen version of like the Colors series. And it's incredible. We're just finishing mixing it now, but we're tying this live concert together with a behind the scenes look at my life. So we're doing it for content for Snapchat, and we're also shopping it to Netflix because it's like we're shooting everything on Red. We have a guy here every day who just has a camera, and we're just filming and filming and filming, and then we have the concert as well. So, you know, it starts out with, you know, waking up, going for the run, talking about life, trying to figure things out. Then you cut to song one, then you got me in the studio and I've got the bands here and trying to figure out how to wire everything up. How are we going to get these sounds today? What are we trying to go for? And the building of a song and getting to work with like mainstream artists, cut to song two. And so you get a concert and you get a behind the scenes look of my life. And right. You know, it's looking to be like 6 or 7 episodes that we're trying to do and pitch for just content and a bunch of different networks, which is pretty sick.
But yeah, that's super exciting because I know me personally, and I'm sure other people are too, like I'm always interested to see like just the behind the scenes of different artists. You know, I'm an artist through a different medium, but like I'm always interested in seeing like the perspective of, you know, where they come up with their ideas and like what's their daily grind of what that looks like. Because we always have those artists that are aspiring to be in the same place that you're at, and you know, people are emerging and just starting their journeys, and you're, you know, while you're still along in the process, but giving them some more insight as to how they could be successful in getting to be where you're at today.
Yeah. Now I think one thing that people will really see is that it's really not that different than what you would expect. I feel like a lot of us, at least on the music side, because I know you said you were an artist in a different medium, and I'd love to hear more about that, but everybody's in the studio, you know, everybody's making songs, everybody's got a microphone. You don't got to be at the studio to go record music. Everybody's got to set up at their house. You know what I mean? It's right, the way that yeah. you approach the business side of things, you know, because right. a lot of people have the same tools. Everybody's got the same paintbrushes and the same colors, but not everybody's mixing blue with green, and not everybody's mixing, you know, white with a little bit of black to make the gray. You know, it's the way that you utilize the things. And I think that once people see kind of how I take the same things that they would have, but how I manifest and maneuver and manipulate different situations to bounce off of each other. You know, everybody talks about that expression. Oh, it's chess, not checkers. Like it really is, you know? So, but I think it'll be relatable because everyone was like, oh, that's the same thing that I do. Or it's the same thing. We're really not that far off. Literally everything is a degree of separation. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So my publicist, she often mentions and references that exact phrase, like it's chestnut checkers. And so it was so interesting that you mentioned that. And I thought that it was also interesting when you talk about the perspective of the tools, right? Because essentially, like, we're all given to a degree of level, like, the same tools. And it's really about how we go about using those tools that we're given and making the most of it. For you, I would ask, like, how much do you think mindset is a part of that? And what are some of the things that you do just to keep, like, your mental health and your mindset training along the track of positivity and knowing that you can accomplish the goals that you set out?
Yeah. I would say that in the music industry right now, I would say that 30% is the music itself. Mm-hmm. I would say that 50% is your mindset. And I would say that the other 30% is your connections. Because anybody can make music, but, like, you have to, like, understand it's going to take, like, shooters shoot, bro. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I know that's so cliche, bro. Right. It's so facts, man. Like, I've heard no so many times, and you have to be able to take that. And you have to be able to, like, you hear no, like, it is here and it is out here, bro. Like, it's cool because your taste is not everybody else's taste. Like, right. What somebody might pass up on right now might not be the same thing that they pass up on 3 months from now, or 4 months from now. But you can't let the no's and, like, the negativity or stress or anything like that, like, bring you down. That's one thing that I deal with on a regular basis is stress. Like, not even on the artistry level, but, like, for instance, like, the TV and film stuff that I'm working on right now, like, I have deadlines all the time. And, like, right. Keeping people happy, keeping these relationships, like, that is tough on your mind, you know? So to help with my mental health, I was telling you, I go running. Like, I love running and fitness. Like, I need to run, like, 4 miles to 5 miles a day. I need to get up in the morning. I have my coffee. And another big thing is routine, is having my day set and planned out accordingly, because efficiency is everything.
Right.
But, like, getting up at 7:45, having a stretch, having my coffee, getting on the road by 8:15, going for a nice 5 or 6 mile run, depending on how much time I have, getting to the studio by 9 o'clock. From 9 till 2, I'm doing TV and film. From 2 to 6, I'm doing production. From 6 to 10, I'm doing my own stuff. And if I have to go over a little bit extra to add stuff or go back to the other, I will. Go home at 12, or get out of the studio at 12, go home by 12:30. I'm eating somewhere in the studio. I go home, I go to bed, I wake up, and I do the same thing the next day, setting time for relationships, making sure I've got the weekends for that. You know, like, we're in a 24-hour business, but, like, as much as you can stay to a schedule and, like, have your days planned out correctly, and being able to do something to alleviate the stress of your day-to-day is the most vital key.
My question for you, this is my own personal question, because I want to know this, like, because I'm very much the same when it comes to, like, planning and structure and all those things.
Yeah.
So when things don't go according to plan, then, like, what do you do? Like, what's, you know, like, how do you pivot, you know, because that's the new code word for the year.
Yeah.
How do you pivot, you know, when things don't go according to plan?
The only times that I really find that things aren't going to plan is the fact that this studio, this investment that me and our partners made, it's a commercial studio. So we rent it out consistently. So it's trying to find and be in a situation to be able to adapt to anything. So I have, like, gear set aside where, like, if I can't be in the studio today, like, I have the same gear just racked up somewhere else. So if I need to go work off on my laptop is set and ready to go. So, like, this same thing I have on the computer here, I can go and I can pull it up on my computer with the same gear and be able to go work in the hallway with or something like that. But because I'm so used to doing the same things all the time, and I'm very used to my day to day, and I'm also used to the things that I'm listening to and hearing and frequencies, I know what I'm going to be able to, I know what I have to do to get things done. So I would say, personally, like, I don't have to adapt all that much because I'm prepped for the just in case.
Right.
I haven't had anything in a while really go astray, but in the case that it does, I guess it's just working late, you know, and sacrificing the sleep. But at the end of the day, like, I've got Saturday to sleep in, you know, I've got Sunday if need be, you know, like, I can make that 4 hours up somewhere else, you know.
So if you had one piece of advice, like overall, that you would give to like your audience and the people who follow you, are inspired by you, and they, admire your music, and more importantly, like who you are as an individual and the message of what you represent, what would that piece of advice be?
That persistency is everything, and everything is all about timing. Because there were several years where it was just not necessarily no, but it was not understanding that like you're dope, but now's not your time. And at the time, any artist, any person in particular, like they don't want to hear that, but it's understanding that like there is a purpose and there's a time for what you were trying to get out there. Like there's a time and a place, 100%. So I think that it would just be thank you for the support from all the years of me trying to figure these things out. And when it's your time and you get that opportunity, be ready. Like you got like this
Yes,
is
I love that.
reps. This is like being this is being in the gym every day. Like I would when I lived in Santa Barbara, like I'm just sitting there making beats and writing songs and like trying to figure out how to come up with catchy melodies and stuff. And then I finally started getting some opportunities in LA, right? And I would drive from Santa Barbara to LA 5 times a week from 8 o'clock at night until 8 o'clock in the morning, and then go home and get home by 10:30, sleep for 3 hours, go to work at the restaurant, get off at 8 and do the same thing again, all just for an opportunity to play my music on the aux cord. And I just sit in the back of a room, like take every opportunity you can to be in a good situation or in a place where you can help somebody. And then eventually like your time will come, but it's staying persistent and being ready. Because when you finally get that chance, when somebody says, hey, you got the aux, your time. You know what I'm saying? Like you're plugging up and you're 100% confident in everything that you're doing, and all those things that all those songs you wrote in your room, and all those lyrics that you jotted on your phone, and all them beats you made, all them tears you shed. Like that's that moment. And when you get that moment, own it. Live that shit. And I don't know if I'm supposed to swear, I'm sorry, but I just genuinely mean it.
Well, like I said, you are in various, facets and sides of the music industry, from production to engineering to songwriting. Obviously doing a very, very good job of keeping it all together and being super, super successful. I know that you'll be even more successful in the future. Congratulations to you on all your success. One more time for the people, let them know where they can find out more about you, and just check up in just to make sure that they know all of what you have going on, or if anything that you have upcoming in the future. So.
You can everything can be routed at austinsexton.com. My Instagram's there. All my videos are there, and my bio's there. I've got a bunch of new merch coming out soon that's going to be on there. But yeah, the website will take you to my Instagram, which is I am Austin Sexton. It'll take you to the Twitter, Austin underscore Sexton. Like literally just type in Austin Sexton and you will find me. I got my SEO on point.
Love that. Austin, thank you again so very much for taking time out of your day to sit and have this conversation with the Upstate Magazine, to learn more about your music, your projects. Congratulations again on pretty much like chopping out like your content with regards to your life story and getting to know more about behind the scenes. I'm gonna actually talk to Soraya more about how we can help assist in that area too. But yeah, but I'm
Appreciate it.
I'm very much a proponent about like good people with good energy. And so when I find good quality people, I'm like, let's whatever we can do, let's make it work. So
And right back at you, man. I got a full facility. You guys need some audio, you guys need some music for whatever, I'm here, you know.
awesome. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, man.
Well, I will talk to you later and catch up. If you need anything, if anything comes up, feel free to, contact us here at the Estates.